Tomorrow, Wimbledon starts again for another 2 weeks. One of my favourite 2 weeks of the year, Jimmy. And here's hoping Roger Federer can do it again. But the man who's on the ground there at this famous tennis tournament, my good friend Leo Schlink in London. Leo, good evening over there.
Thank you, Ray. How are you?
Terrific, Leo. And I know you've done this many times, but there must be a real sense of anticipation each and every year you walk onto those famous grounds at Wimbledon.
It is, and I remember the first time I came here and people talking about how green it was, and you walk in, you think, it's so familiar, the whole place, and the magic never stops. That's the thing about it. And these courts today, yesterday and the day before, they just look like magnificent. So, and the weather is set fair for the first week. It's going to be 27 to 29 every single day, so fingers crossed we don't have any of the usual disruptions, but fantastic.
Leo, it must be a little bit like Groundhog Day, though. Mm-hmm. So 10 years ago, you walk in there and you think, oh, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal are the big chances. And here we are a decade later. It's the same two names. It's incredible.
It is, Jimmy. It's amazing. When you think what these two guys have done over the past 2 years, the past six Grand Slams, Rafa and Roger. And so we had Fedal, as they call it, these two guys. And who knows what's going to happen this time. Roger coming back again as defending champion. And who's to say they won't win it again? These guys are amazing.
Well, why is that? Is that partly due to the injuries to Novak and to Andy Murray? And on that point, how are they going into Wimbledon, Djokovic and Murray?
Novak played well at Queens. He got beaten by Marin Cilic in the final. Had set point there. Didn't get across the line. Andy Murray played at Queens also. He got beaten by Nick Kyrgios first round. Then went down to Eastbourne. Got beaten by Carl Edmund after beating Stan Wawrinka. So he's in good form. I think privately that Andy Murray can make a really big run here. Ditto for Novak Djokovic. I just think that Roger Federer and Rafa are the two to beat again. And for me, the wrecking ball in the whole tournament is Nick Kyrgios.
Okay. All right. Well, we were going to ask you about the Australian opportunities there. James Duckworth's there. Matty Ebden's there. Jordan Thompson as well. Alex de Minaur, John Millman, Bernie Tomic. Jason Kubler as well, which is a good story too, back from injury. Obviously Kyrgios heads that one. What sort of impact can the Aussies make from the men's draw point of view, Leo?
Well, I think Nick's obviously the best one because he's got Dennis Istomin first round, and that could be tricky. Istomin beat Novak Djokovic at the Australian Open last year, so we know he can play. Most of them have got really tough draws, as it always seems to be. Jordan Thompson's got Sam Querrey. John Patrick Smith's got Andreas Seppi. Jason Kubler's got Guido Pella. So you go through the whole lot of them. And even Bernie's got a fellow lucky loser. So there's potential there, but as always, there's danger. And Nick is always going to be the focus because he's just an explosive player. If he gets in the second week, he can do anything.
Exactly, yeah. In the women, Leo, Ash Barty's had a great year and has done some good things on grass in the Northern Hemisphere summer. And Daria Gavrilova, both seated in the women's. Can they make a bit of a charge?
Ash Ray's never won a match here before.
Wow, extraordinary.
She plays Steffi Vogler. It's such an aberration for Ash never to have won here before. She's had a great start to the season on the grass. She's won a title already, been competitive the whole way through. I think she's a title contender. For me, Serena is the standout. She's only had two tournaments back, or three, since childbirth. She is the one to beat. But Ash Barty, for me, probably the best grass court in the world on the women's side.
Wow,
yeah, that is fantastic. Petra Kvitova's there in the market as well, Garbiñe Muguruza, but it's incredible. It's a little bit like the men's side of things. It's only, you know, a decade ago we were talking about Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. This is two decades now that Serena Williams has been top of the market.
just amazing at her age after childbirth.
Yeah.
Such a competitor and such a great person as well. She's here again. And I think Wimbledon's done the right thing. She's seeded 25th. It doesn't disrupt the seedings too much, but enough to make a difference. If you put that into context, 25th seeding, are there 24 players better than her in the draw out of there? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that, for me, she is the standout favourite right now. And if anyone wants to take a line through the way she's been hitting the ball in practice, get on.
Mm. And Leo, just quickly, your two tips for the men's and women's singles at Wimbledon?
Right, this is sacrilege, going away from Roger and okay. Rafa, but Marin Cilic.
Okay,
this
wow.
guy is absolutely flying. Mm. And if he can keep himself in one piece physically, last year the bad blisters, lost the Australian Open final in 5 sets to Roger, won Queens from a set down against Novak Djokovic.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, there's no one playing better grass court tennis than him. So that's the men's side and Serena on the women's side.
Mm. Terrific.
You realise Ray Thomas will never speak to you again, Leo Schlink.
Look, I've been trying to achieve that for a lot of years.
That's the one. That's what we're doing.
Only joking, Ray. Only joking.
So does that mean we can't ring you next week? Get a mid-tournament?
You can ring me anytime you like, Ray.
Good on you, Leo.
Fantastic.
Hey, look, Leo, enjoy the next 2 weeks. It's always fantastic to watch, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Look forward to it, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Leo.
You.
Leo Schlink there, live from Wimbledon.